this is where we draw the line, because bump stocks are one. Bump stocks are an interesting, if not, you know, weird little range toy. Mm-hmm. But bump stocks are a placeholder for all the government overreach, especially with regards to the ATF, the government overreach, the idea that they can interpret rules, administrative rules, that are ambiguous and which are supposed to be left for Congress to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And even three times prior to that said, you know, that this item is not a machine gun, but now under political pressure, we're going to go ahead and call it a machine gun. What's to stop them from saying an 11-round magazine is a machine gun or is not included in the Second Amendment? What's to stop them from saying any semi-automatic firearm is, you know, not allowed by the rules that we interpret it? And so that's why we, the New Civil Liberties Alliance, my attorneys there in D.C., have a great take on this case and have been really pit bulls on this thing. And that's why we did it, because it's not about bump stocks. It ain't about bump stocks. This
okay.
is about government overreach. We're using bump stocks as a placeholder mm-hmm. to address all of this.
Okay, I understand that. But right now we've got, you know, Joe Biden in his platform. If you go to his website, he says that their plan is to classify semi-automatics as machine guns, to classify any magazine that will hold more than 10 rounds as machine guns, and make you register them and pay a $200 tax on every one of them. And if you're like you and me, and we, you know, between the two of us, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of magazines, and they want us to pay $200 each and basically treat them as machine guns. And that goes to your point of, well, if they don't have to pass a law to do that, if they could just literally issue a letter from ATF that says, yeah, that was then, this is now, you now, if you own these and haven't registered them, you are now a felon, that's really what this is about.